see the kind of support we get even now is it's incredible. You know, you didn't know how many people were here until you got outside, you got on stage, but
one more draw.
They are fans of the best.
And it's
so
for tonight, a very special evening at MTS Center.
Your emotion right now to when you were going to the U.S. for the World Cup of Hockey.
One pair of tickets for
Sorry?
You.
Compare your emotion now compared
to ticket number
to the World Cup of Hockey
6-5-4.
Well, I mean, kind of completely.
We got a winner, I think. Nice. I'm guessing.
It's cool to see the support we get. You know, you take a lot of pride.
Oh, 6-5-4. You got him tickets.
Like this.
Congratulations.
And being a part of this game is going to be a really cool
That's
experience.
That's it for prizes. But one more time, we want to hear you, Jets fans. Look at the collection of amazingness we have in the iconic
it's be a great opportunity
section
both
in the Maine. You guys are amazing. We love you,
Jets
fans.
It's awesome. I think they did a great job. You know, I think they did a good job of kind of combining some of the old elements of the old Jets with kind of our color scheme. So I think they're pretty awesome.
What do you think the game will be like playing in a stadium? Have you done that?
Yes, I played at the Winter Classic at Fenway Park. So,
guys, thank you so much.
It's a cool experience. You know, it's a little bit different than what you're used to, but just all the things that go along with it. You know, getting your family out on the ice.
And we will see you at MTS.
Getting that many of our fans into one stadium to watch us play.
Have a great rest of your summer, guys.
It's going to be really cool.
How would you describe the rosters of both teams with the young stars they have and the mix of veterans?
Yeah, it's going to be an exciting game. You know, like you said, I think there's a lot of appeal just with some of the names that are coming up. And, it's going to be an exciting game. These events are always exciting regardless of who's on the ice. And, you know, some of the name recognition certainly should help, you know, make it a fun atmosphere.
Like when you're standing up there and you hear the fans start to chant Captain Wheeler, what do you think?
I think their support's always been great. You know, I think I've always had a good relationship with our fans. I think, you know, they've identified with the type of player I am. You know, that's always who I've been. Just tried to, you know, always work every night. And I think that's the type of people they have in Winnipeg, too. It's kind of a blue-collar town. And so, you know, I've always appreciated their support.
A little bit more tangible today, Blake, with the announcement here and what's going on, the uniform. It makes you feel like you're getting a little bit closer to a pretty special day.
Yeah, it's gonna be a special day for the city. You know, the team coming back was huge, and the playoffs were huge for us. And you know, any time you know the city kind of is front and center, you know, it's always big. So we're excited about getting in front of a big audience, and you know, it's gonna be a good day for the city.
What about your thoughts on the way things have gone with this team, from the draft selection of Patrick Laine and what they've done in the offseason with some free agent signings, and Sean Matthias being one of those?
Yeah, I think, you know, our team's headed in the right direction. You know, I think training camp's going to be very competitive. You know, it's going to be, a lot of competition for jobs. And, you know, that's how you know you're headed in the right direction, when you're not exactly sure who's going to be penciled in where, but there's a lot of strong candidates. So I think there's a lot of excitement about where we're headed.
What's been your focus in the offseason in terms of getting ready for New Year?
It's the same as it's always been. You know, I can't reveal my secrets, but you know, I take a lot of pride in what I do in the off season, getting myself ready, to play 82 games plus hopefully another 20.
With the announcement of both alumni rosters, is there any player in particular that you are looking forward to seeing?
I think all of them. You know, I think both rosters. It's going to be, you know, Cam and I were talking back there, just the amount of star power in those two teams. You know, the alumni game might trump the main event, so it's going to just add to the excitement for the whole weekend.
Has there been any discussion about the next captain with you over the summer, and have you got any further thoughts on that?
Well, I think, as they should, you know, I think they're being incredibly thorough, you know, with that process, and, you know, we're in a great situation in that we have a lot of candidates who are, you know, both deserving and would do a great job as a captain, so... you know, whenever that happens is when it'll happen, and, you know, they really can't make a wrong choice because we have so many great guys that would fill that role.
And it would still interest you and honor you?
Always, yeah. I mean, I think I've been clear about the fact that, you know, one way or the other, it's not going to change who I am or what I try to do. So, you know, if that were the case, I'd be honored, obviously, and whoever it is, I'm going to, you know, support as I did Andrew Ladd when he was here.
You've been inside the stadium before, or will this be your first time?
I have, yeah. I think I was at a concert there. I haven't seen a football game there. We went to a concert a few years ago. I can't remember even who it was, but it's a pretty cool venue, a good atmosphere, and we're gonna pack that house. It'll be nice and loud. Mm-hmm.